WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Our critic at large, Laurie Stone, has read a new book about Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and she has these thoughts about the refugee who became a superstar by talking about sex.
Barbara Multer spent 2 years on the production staff of Ruth Westheimer's cable TV show, Sexually Speaking. Groggy from the subject of sex, she wrote the Dr. Ruth phenomenon. I picked up the book planning to check it out for gossip, but I got hooked. Multer writes with a sulky, Ruthie Dearest edge. She tells us that Westheimer changes clothes while debriefing her staff, and that she gives cheap, chintzy presents. But most of what the book reveals adds up to a complex, intriguing portrait, and Ruth's offenses against her colleagues by comparison seem trivial. Dr. Ruth, born Carola Ruth Siegel, survived the picaresque nightmare of a Holocaust youth. Her parents were killed. She was sent to Switzerland and trained as a maid. Later, when she went to Palestine, she lived on a kibbutz and worked for the Haganah, the radical underground group fighting for Israeli independence. And she nearly lost her feet because of shrapnel wounds. An early marriage brought travel to Paris and schooling at the Sorbonne. A second marriage produced a daughter and a move to New York, where she attended the New School for Social Research, married a third time, and broke into sex therapy. In 1980, after giving a speech to broadcasters about how to use radio for sex education, she was offered her first 15-minute show. And the rest, ladies and gentlemen, is history. Ruth Westheimer is so busy, she sometimes doesn't know about advances in her field, and she's a shameless showboater. She exercised rare restraint in turning down a Dr. Ruth doll. But mostly, this is a girl who cannot say no to money and attention. She posed sitting on the lap of Penthouse publisher Bob Guccione, and she reaps profits from commercials in a board game. The credibility she values is at odds with the jack-of-all-trades air she projects. In a similar way, the cuteness she uses to get away with being frank partly undermines her candor. And for a lady whose subject is sexual openness, her lack of eroticism comes across not as an inexorable function of her looks, but as a device calculated to make her appear unthreatening. Her subject is controversial, but her stands seldom are. On the other hand, she speaks to more people about sex than any person in the country, and in the age of AIDS, this is a large matter. She increases consciousness about AIDS while diffusing anti-gay terrors. And however repetitious and buffoonish she is, she gives millions of people permission to wonder and want. She says words like penis, vagina, and cum without embarrassment. And while in almost every other quarter of the media, sex is linked to disease and death, Dr. Ruth still quells about pleasure. Her approach is especially significant when measured against the airway-stomping Christian rights message of sexual guilt. Westheimer is so popular, the right, in fact, leaves her alone. I give her a thumbs up. She's owed a chapter in the saga of Holocaust survivors in America. While Frankfurt School émigrés saw social disintegration in our popular entertainments, little Carola Siegel smelled reparation. Her fragmented past, in which opportunism was required for enduring and where seriousness and absurdity lay a jumble, prepared her perfectly for TV. She toadies to authority in the style of immigrants uncertain of their safety and position, but she's also gloriously unfettered by social restraints. As a guest on the David Letterman show, she continually grosses out her priggish host. He once walked off his own set after she advised a horny woman to masturbate with a cucumber. For this insouciance alone, she deserves to wear her beloved Ferragamo shoes on the feet she almost lost. To little Carola, who became a star, I say, darling, enjoy.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic and is a contributor to The Village Voice.